This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 114, Expand Your Comfort Zone. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Super Data Science Podcast. Super excited to be here on episode 114 together with you. And today we're talking about expanding your comfort zone. So the reason for the idea for this podcast is, it came from just something that I did just recently. So I actually did something that I was never expecting that I would do. If you've been following our new course releases, you'll see that in November, we released a course called Health A to Z, How to Preserve Your Health in an Office Environment. And this is a course that came out from the idea that both Adlan and I were starting to experience unexpected health problems. Like I had some clicking in my shoulder, which I couldn't explain after like an MRI, a CAT scan, an X-ray, and you know, lots of doctors. And Adlan, I think, had some headaches and things like that. And so we realized that because we work a lot, it's important to take care of our posture, take care of all these other things that are involved in work, like the ergonomics around the setup and so on, so that we preserve our health. And then we decided to share this with our students because you might as well. We've done the research, we've met a health expert and things like that. So, you know, that all is quite new to us, this whole space of education, not in data science. Like, it's related to data science because it's related to the work and the career, but it's not actually about data science. But that's not even the extent that I'm talking about in expanding the comfort zone. What I'm actually super excited about is that in this course, I got to record some lectures on the anatomy of the human body. Like, I am not a doctor. I am not a physiotherapist. I have no expertise in the space of the anatomy of the human body. And if you asked me like 2 months ago, I would have, or like maybe 6 months ago, there was no way that I would have expected that I would be recording tutorials on the anatomy of the human body and, you know, like different muscles in the neck. I learned so much in the process. It's unbelievable. And that's why, like, it was so exciting at the same time that, you know, like, not only I didn't expect that getting out of your comfort zone would be so exciting. So, for instance, I learned about muscles that I didn't even know existed in my body, like splenius capitis, sternocleidomastoid, levator scapula, trapezius. I got to see how they work. But not only did I get to learn all these things, I actually got to explain those things in a course. And as you can imagine, it's definitely outside of my comfort zone. But nevertheless, I stepped there and it felt so good. It felt amazing that I'm learning and it felt amazing that I can share these things. Not even positioning myself as an expert in the field or anything, no, not at all. But just even sharing that level that I learned that is sufficient for my understanding and for me to be able to sit upright and take care of my posture, being able to share that. So that is something that I'm pretty excited about that I did that took me outside my comfort zone and felt really good. And so that's why I wanted to share it with you to inspire you to also step out of your comfort zone. And I've got a little challenge for you. It is almost the end of the year, and let's not put it off. Let's not put off stepping outside your comfort zone until January and making a New Year's resolution. There's much more important things that you can put down as a New Year resolution and focus on for the rest of the year. How about we step out of our comfort zones one more time this year before it ends? So that's a challenge. For everybody, it'll mean something different. So for somebody, it might be going and trying a new sport, something like golf or tennis. Or for somebody, it might be, you know, getting up on stage and singing. Or for somebody, it might be like asking that person you've wanted to ask out for ages, just going and asking them out and seeing what happens. Or somebody might be baking a cake that you've never baked before. So there's lots and lots of different ways you can step out of your comfort zone. And let's do it. Let's make it fun. And if you're in the Super Data Science Facebook group, then once you've stepped out of your comfort zone, publish a post there. Tell us how you stepped out of your comfort zone. I'll be really excited to see what you guys come up with. at the end of the day, it's for you. It really feels good stepping out of your comfort zone and actually expanding. That's why this podcast, I first wanted to title it Get Out of Your Comfort Zone, but actually it's expanding your comfort zone. Because once you've done it once, and you know, if you don't like it, if it's not something that excites you, then you're not gonna do it again, but you're gonna know that, you know, that's not for you. But if you actually like it, and if that's a really cool thing that you want to keep doing, now your comfort zone is expanded, and all of a sudden you can you do more of this thing again, and then you can expand your comfort zone even further. So there you go. That's your little challenge. See if you can look for something like that this weekend. I think it would be really fun. And I look forward to seeing you back here next time. And until then, happy analyzing.